And let's take a look at some of the other stories from the week through the lens of social media. Femi O'K is the host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, good to have you back.
Hi, Peter.
And let's start with this very tragic story, frankly, out of South Texas. A 16-year-old boy from Guatemala died in a Border Patrol holding cell earlier this year. Now, this was back in May, but ProPublica just published a video showing Carlos Hernandez Vasquez, who had been diagnosed with the flu, collapsing and dying in his cell. He lay there for hours, his body not discovered until the morning by his cellmate. People are just outraged about this. What are you seeing?
Well, ProPublica put up the video that they saw of Carlos in the last few hours, and they warn the audience when they look at it online that you will see this young lad actually die. And this is what ProPublica tweeted out today as people were reacting to this story. They didn't take him to hospital. They didn't release him. They didn't even seem to check him as he was dying on the floor of his cell. We have the video. And then reaction to the video was shock, disappointment. This is a kid. How can we let kids die when they're in custody or in facilities where they're being looked after because they have crossed the border without any documentation? Adam Rifkin, for instance, says, Carlos died on U.S. soil due to lethal neglect, and we must never forget. And he shows pictures of Carlos as a youngster. I mean, he was only 16 when he passed away. And then everyone's running Jordan posts on Twitter. That's his Twitter handle. There are murderers on death row who at least have a cot and a blanket and a pillow. And you see the starkness of this facility where Carlos was placed because people realized that he did actually have the flu. So a lot of anger, a lot of pushback, and ProPublica say, we haven't finished reporting of this story yet. So they will continue. And the big deal about this video is it contradicts what the authorities say happened to Carlos and how he passed away.
And unfortunately, as we know, this is an ongoing problem for young people in Border Patrol custody. ProPublica says that CPB has declined to answer any questions about this because of an ongoing investigation. Now, Femi, I want to talk to you about another story that's got people worried this week. And this is about the popular social media video app TikTok. If you are, over the age of what, like 22, you may have to Google it. We'll just leave it there.
But the company's young 22.
Right. The company's
it's
in hot
the
water.
Kids.
It is definitely for the kids. And yet some of those kids are getting filtered out of the platform. Can you explain what's going on?
Yes, a German digital rights blog found out that TikTok was showing some video and not showing others. And the reason they weren't showing other videos was because people were maybe overweight. They looked slightly unusual. They may be from the LGBTQ community and they may be disabled. So you're thinking, why would they do that?
Right.
Well, the TikTok is saying because they know that video posters from these different communities, they get a lot of hate, they get a lot of cyberbullying online, and they flag them. They look at the video for 30 seconds, they decide, does it fall into any of these hate groups, groups of people who are hated, not groups of people who actually hate? And then they put them to one side so that most people can't actually see them. It is a temporary measure to try and stop cyberbullying, but it feels counterintuitive because it almost feels like they're bullying the people who should be able to share their content.
Right. Isn't it fair to say that many of the people who are being filtered out and suppressed, they might say that they don't need any protection because, look, when they're on this platform, they have the freedom to be themselves online. What are you hearing?
Well, they're saying that this is TikTok is saying this is a temporary measure. It's not how we're going to tackle cyberbullying and we're going to try and fix this. But it does mean that certain people who are using TikTok, in order to get their message out, to show that they have lives that it's very similar to everybody else's, that they are being censored.
And this matters because TikTok is so popular, 1.5 billion downloads recently reached.
It's huge. It's getting bigger by the day.
YouTube released its 2019 Rewind video yesterday, a compilation of some of the best videos on the platform of the year. Here's how 2019's Rewind opened up.
YouTube Rewind 2018, the most disliked video in the history of YouTube.
We don't have a lot of time here, Femi, but basically, hopefully 2019 was better. Yes? No?
People were just so disappointed. It's just a top 10 list. You didn't even try. And what I love about this is that YouTube actually then did a top 10 list of the comments about their top 10 for 2019. You'll find it on YouTube Rewind. Make up your own mind.
3 million people dislike the 2019 Rewind already. Way more than
those
who like it.
It's on the way to be one of the most disliked videos on YouTube. Congratulations, YouTube.
Femi, okay. Thank you so much.